we can take a look at what Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer said yesterday when he was kind of describing the goal of these continued assistance to Ukraine.
We've been announcing deliverables, which is a fancy word for things that they're providing to the Ukrainians to enable their fight, just about every day, if not every day, every week, and we'll have more to say about that. But our objective is to continue to enable the types of activity that allow the Ukrainians to win a victory in the battle for Kyiv.
White House expected to announce new aid package to Ukraine. Well, the U.S. is the richest country in the world. I think Ukraine's neighbors should have all stepped up a long time ago. But if somebody's got money, it's the U.S. I don't think all these are gifts. I think a lot of these things have strings attached. I mean, loans and things too.
Live in Paris, where Jim, this race had pretty big consequences, even far beyond France.
Alright, that was CNN. This is Fox News. Let's see what they're saying. London.
We're there, unfortunately. We find people who drowned there.
Biden's alert time of 42 despite warnings from Dems.
That's
a graphic sense. Training of Bishop E. Evans.
And you know, you would think that the possible death of a National Guard soldier would be breaking news across the country.
I heard somebody, a soldier. Or a guard, border patrol, somebody died trying to save an immigrant.
Situation. I mean, it's been obviously it's been a terrible
this, that might be what this is about.
But you're right, it's
the Rio, Texas. This guy's some kind
of
border patrol agent, I think.
And, John, the other thing is that, you know, this, the death of this soldier is a tragedy. It's something that doesn't happen every day, but you are putting your lives on the line because of this crisis. What is the level of risk that you face when a surge like this takes place?
Surge continues for missing National Guard soldiers.
Well, there's a risk not only to the agents on the ground.
At Eagle Pass, Texas.
Overwhelmed what's happening, but there's also a risk just to people that are on the border. Because when potentially as bad as it could be, obviously, because we can't do the job and we know it's getting away.
The bailouts are a big deal, too, along the southern border, and is a dangerous situation, could possibly get even more so. John Amundson, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Violence against police has skyrocketed in the past 2 years, and Chicago police are facing record low recruitment rates as a result.
Yeah, the police department is looking for someone to spread their core because they bring in a fellow U.S. Marines. Oh, yeah. We'll have all the details coming up next.
Who sent you?
I think people that take those sorts of jobs know it's almost like being a soldier. And they're ready to lay their life on the line, and that's what happened, I think. I don't know how he died. He was searching the water, maybe he drowned. Or maybe he was attacked by somebody. They say some people do human smuggling across the border. So maybe he ran into a human smuggler with a gun or something. I just got the tail end of their story. So you could probably write books about all the things that happen around the border. Drug tunnels, and I've seen stories with immigrants in wheel wells of cars. Some of the stuff they say is just hype and it's not happening so much. Like, I don't think it's dangerous for Americans to cross the border and go to border cities. And they've said it is for a long time, like for visiting Tijuana from San Diego, they've kind of tried to scare people. And I've always felt safe down there. I've probably been there 24 times, maybe. And then also, probably 12 times I went a lot further than Tijuana. I've always been safe there over the years.
U.S. Supreme Court today returns to the question of prayer in public school. The justices will hear arguments in the case following high school football coach in Washington State, who was reprimanded and eventually lost his job for quietly praying on the field after each game. Let's bring in CNN Supreme Court reporter Ariane DeVoe. Ariane, good morning. This is the second time this case has actually reached the high court. What are you watching for today?
Right, you're right. This case did recently come before the Supreme Court, and the justices didn't look at the merits, but at least several of the conservative justices, they suggested they were sympathetic to the coach's case, because the coach, as soon as he started his job back in 2008, he started quietly praying on the sidelines, and the school district seemed okay with that. Then things got much bigger. Other players started joining him, fans, even players from the other team at one point, and that's when the school district said, this goes too far. They offered him an accommodation and said, look, don't pray on the 50-yard line, but you can go to a classroom to say your prayer. And he rejected that. He said that made him feel like he had to go into hiding, and he eventually turned around and sued them on First Amendment grounds. But the school district lawyer comes back and says, we cannot look like we're enforcing religion, and if you're on the 50-yard line while the fans are still there, it really doesn't look like that. And they said that some players might feel coerced into praying. That's the part of this dispute, and it comes, of course, with this conservative court that's also picked up President Trump's nominee that has really been working in recent years to expand the religious rights of religious beliefs.
You mentioned that some of the justices have already seemed somewhat sympathetic to his case here. How do you think the current climate of the court is going to affect the arguments? Which justices in particular are you watching for now?
Or you got to look at that right wing of this court, Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, Alito, Barrett, Kavanaugh. They have all looked at religion cases and really expanded rights for the liberals on the bench, like Justice Breyer, Kagan, Sotomayor. They look at this and say, you have to have a wall between church and state. That tension here is, of course, you know, the conservative members on this court are in the majority.
So it's interesting that the coach, his name is Joe Kennedy, he wrote an op-ed about what's going on where he says this: teachers could be fired praying over their lunch in the cafeteria that students can see that. I think that's an interesting argument. What is the school district's response to that type of claim?
Right, you're right. What the school district says, what happened here is nothing like a school teacher in the cafeteria silent for a moment, bowing their head. Big difference, because this is much more of a spectacle. It's on the 50-yard line. It's after the game. Fans very often were still in the stands. And they said the difference is that prayer looks much more like it was Joe Kennedy as a coach versus Joe Kennedy as a private individual. And that's where the school district gets worried. When a coach looks like he is endorsing one religion for his players, that's the difference that they're going to try to make in court today. But the conservatives may see this differently. They may see this as just a private person who has the right to prayer. So it's an interesting line that they're going to have to
Do you know if any students or parents have objected to what he's doing? Have you seen any interesting amicus briefs on this?
So in the record, there is a lot that some students said, look, we didn't want to pray. We had to pray because I really wanted to get time on the field with the coach. I interviewed the coach and came back and he said, look, I made it clear that nobody had to pray. He was really pretty forceful about that. But you can see the delicate line here, because who knows what the student is feeling about a prayer, especially if it's the coach and maybe the student wants some more playing time. So that has come up a little bit in the record, for sure. Bring it up.
Oh yeah, for sure. And the student feels at all sort of compelled one way or another because of what he's doing to get more playing time. That's certainly going to be interesting to see how the justices treat that. All right, Ariana, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed on this case. Very interesting.
Thanks.
All right, just a short time ago, the U.S. Defense Secretary talking about his trip to Kyiv, what he said about Ukraine's troops and winning. And Twitter executives now said to be taking Elon Musk's bio offer seriously. What could have changed their minds? That's next.
That's interesting. It's interesting how the left and the right both like Elon Musk for different reasons. I think the left sort of likes him for his liberal views, like with clean energy and also like maybe with solar panels, electric cars, and innovative tech stuff. The conservatives like it's more because he's rich and they think he can make his own rules. And that he'll be a better protector of free speech than Twitter. Who knows? The truth is probably somewhere in the middle. He's probably good at what he tries hard at. Probably doesn't mind wasting a little bit of money or time here and there, too.
Joey, if you're looking for a group of well-trained individuals, physically fit, disciplined, know about weapons and self-defense, that's a great start for
him. Because he makes money hand over fist, like every second of every day. So he loses money or something. He's still always making residual money. I guess Twitter stock already made $800 million since about that.
Look at the legal financial problem. It's called
tried to wrap your head around that.
Chicago police training
Chicago City Council U.S. Community Drone Space. I think some of these cities like Chicago used to be conservative red areas long, long time ago. And they're liberal blue areas now, and the conservatives kind of walking by. Or just find conservatives in those areas to talk to them. And they like to criticize certain things.
Is he right? We're going to be asking Joe Concha that very question coming up next. Keep on
This news is different.
This is in the same issue. That he was considering doing so. Reporting confirms that. Here's more that January 10th, 2021 conversation.
Mixture of what? 21st century American fundamentalist Christianity and conservative libertarian.
He bears responsibilities for his words and actions. No ifs, or buts. I asked him personally today, does he hold responsibility for what happened? Does he feel bad about what happened? He told me he does have some responsibility for what happened. But he needs to acknowledge that.
I've had it with this guy. That he was not acceptable.
Despite those words, Trump told the Wall Street Journal on Friday that his relationship with McCarthy remains intact because McCarthy quickly changed his stance. You recall he went to Mar-a-Lago 2 weeks ago in Trump left office. Trump called it, quote, a big compliment. The Republicans who criticized him after January 6th and still back him. Trump did, however, deny that he told McCarthy that he accepted some responsibility for what happened. McCarthy says he spoke to the president after the audio was made public.
Thank you.
operations to ensure that the White House is prepared to deal with the barrage of GOP-led investigations should the House or Senate slip into Republican control. And I think these are standard preparations that any White House might take, given the makeup of Congress and the reality that Republicans are likely to take back the House, if not the Senate as well. But I think it reflects the concerns within the White House about how much pressure and oversight they would be under should Republicans take back the House on pretty sensitive issues. That includes Hunter Biden and his business dealings in China.
This is disinteresting to me. This isn't the news. This is just speculation. Now they're talking about White House claims Biden's approval rating. I don't care about Biden's approval rating. CNN, Russia's war in Ukraine.
Almost 200 billion transactions that were blocked. And the Brits have been seized so far. What happened to that?
CNN is devoting a lot of reporters' time and energy to the war in Ukraine.
The assets themselves are frozen, so they cannot be used anymore. It doesn't mean that they can't
is on the front lines enforcing sanctions. Any vehicle bound for Russia valued over $55,000 is impounded.
So for the moment we have 8,000 cars
going
to the market.
That's a lot.
I'm told we could get more.
A lot more. He says 120,000 vehicles bound from Russia a year transit his controls. He's already turning some away.
We are not there for a car. We are there to have a car.
Pressure on Adrianson and Belgium. The war far from trade ties with Russia deep.
In the third quarter of last year, Russia was the European Union's largest maritime trading partner, according to EU data. And 1/3 of all those goods coming through ports like this in Belgium are just on the coast.
Do I got the job, guys?
It could all add up to potentially billions of dollars of goods that could be used to help Ukraine. But turning it into cash requires legal confiscation. Not an easy process. European parliamentarians are being warned by EU justice officials.
To get somebody's
seems like a couple great bands are losing a musician and don't know what to do right now. Switchfoot is losing their guitarist. Drew. And sadly, Foo Fighters. Drew is quitting, doing something else, and Foo Fighters lost. Taylor Hawkins, your drummer, is because he died. So those two bands are going to continue, they got to replace those people.
And put the money to immediate use in Ukraine. But it does seem that the chances of that happening quickly are not so likely.
I think Foo Fighters might come back with a vengeance. And I think Switchfoot will alter their sound a little bit.
All right, let's bring in
out of the oil depot in Russia's Bryant
Street. As I would say one more time, I'm surprised
to the 2 a.m. local time
allow Russia to get away with this.
It got hit.
Well, so, and at the same time, sir, we've also seen these pretty new close to Ukraine. Train
station just this morning.
Now, the infrastructure can, of course, be a legitimate...
Russia strikes fire real estate.
But we know there are civilians on these trains that are trying to escape. We've all seen the pictures. We've all seen the casualties.
Yeah, just look at both of those things.
The trains have been struck in the past.
This is no mistake by the Russians. This is absolutely deliberate. They're trying to cause the people to lose confidence in their ability to use these facilities and to escape the
the Russian crimes that are going on in their own country. This is not unlike
a record small number of refugees fled on Easter or Sunday for Orthodox, which was yesterday. Only 3,000-ish people got out of Ukraine, according to the UN, so they might have only had one train or no trains or something, and there might have been a ton of people waiting to go today.
I want you to listen to what the Russia probably knew that and wanted to wipe them out, I guess. About
or somebody.
In terms of our ability to win, the first step in winning is believing
right.
And so they believe that we can win.
Perhaps they were waiting there because they couldn't get on the train. Because it wasn't one on Easter Sunday, or perhaps they got there when they were going to get there.
Journal, what's your reaction to that?
You
believe the Ukrainians have what they need to win?
Are you sure it's the 2 a.m.? 2 a.m. is the Russian one in the origin bars. I'm not sure what time the trains were in. I think it was overnight. Just said overnight.
Talking about Ukraine winning this war, and I agree completely.
I've never taken a train, choo-choo train before. They're taking trains like in Los Angeles County and Long Beach.
And that is yet to be determined.
Speckle above and underground and stuff like that.
To getting them the appropriate equipment at the appropriate speed and, more importantly, at the appropriate place. We're finding that putting everything.
Some of these are actually like old choo-choo type things.
Doesn't necessarily guarantee that it will get forward in Ukraine. And I believe the West has a lot to do now, a lot to consider.
I don't think Russia is trying to stop them from the pollution, from the conflagration. They may be trying to terrorize the people, trying to get the people not to leave. There may have been weapons in those trains.
Thank you.
May have been soldiers in those trains.
Or
they just thought there were. Or
they
may have
been
mad
as a
hello, guy.
Trying to cancel myself and my bill.
Oh, God. I have to listen to it.
Poison pills.
Apparently,
Lance helped
to sell stuff to Elon Musk.
Musk came back and he said, I've secured $46.5 billion in financing for a tender offer.
Musk is going to be just like any other world leader, and it's all going to depend on who he surrounds himself with.
And
this is great, or is this a disaster? He's not going to have all the ideas all the time, all the energy to do everything. It's going to come down to who he delegates, who he trusts. It's like Twitter's
now,
tripping
out.
They tried to prevent him from buying it.
Well,
and then I think he asked everybody to sell tender their stocks to him, which was just so impersonal. So he'd have a majority in on it. And now they're listening to him about his offer. I used to play basketball when I was a kid at the boys' club. And now it's called the boys' and the girls' club. I've got real long arms. So I played some basketball too in downtown Muni Gym, Municipal Gym. Center court with a bunch of people. Pick up games. Got some guys like Duncan, some guys wearing jeans. A friend played on the basketball team and he took me down there. I like playing on the jam hoops, like the elementary school basketball hoops, the 8-footers and stuff. And you can just slam the hell out of them. I used to play pickup games and do that for hours.
Thank you, Andy.
On the pavement, elementary schools. On the weekends or whatever. Some of these countries, I like to visit them, but they seem very, very strict, at least in word, you know. But I wonder if in practice, indeed, if they're actually like Saudi Arabia and their religious police prefer to relax with a younger leader. And I wonder if China is like a more soft and Caribbean stick kind of philosophy. Because people seem to listen to them, the government, real closely, and they seem. So maybe they get a lot from them, or they're afraid of them, or both.
All right, Selena, thank you. Appreciate it. New air strikes on train stations in Ukraine.
No, there's no country like the U.S.
And a sheriff's deputy heroic plot to save a baby.
When you go from the U.S., it's hard to understand. It's hard to understand certain countries when you go from the U.S. that are nothing at all like the U.S. I've asked my Chinese friend if he wants to visit China with me, and he said, yeah, maybe we'll go sometime. He's American, Chinese. His parents were born in Asia, and they brought him over here when he was little. And we became friends, we've been friends for decades. And he speaks Mandarin. I'm not sure if he's totally 100% fluent, but he does. He speaks Mandarin. Yeah, I think I'm sure he's fluent. So. He married a Hispanic wife. They lived sort of in a. It was towards the Mexican border. I should ask him if he practices his Mandarin, how. If it's good or how rough it is. His name is Charlie. How funny is that? Charlie. Charlie. All commercials. Sell me drugs on TV. Bipolar depression pills. Jesus, man. That would be such a last resort. Problem pills or something. And they should legalize plants and make all these things open source. If they really take their Hippocratic Oath seriously. So people can make their own, whatever they want, whatever they want, however they want, as often as they want. With their own plants and their own synthesis. No need for these weird pills. Look, the Democrats seem pretty united on this war issue. So, you know, they all work in states, people elected them, and that work for companies that make money on selling these people weapons or advising them. And they've been playing the, they've been contributing to a narrative of that that makes Russia's the boogeyman, the scapegoat for a long, long time. So this just fits really easily into everybody's narrative on the left and the right. Probably sticking it to the people that didn't like.
Now to a dramatic rescue in Florida. A sheriff's deputy climbed the outside of an Orlando apartment building to save a one-year-old girl from a fire. The deputy took off his bulletproof vest before scaling the burning building. A body camera attached to the vest captured this scene from the ground.
Wow. It looks dangerous. Firefighters coming up burning building. It could collapse. Ashes could fly out. But it should be gone. There's just a fire at the very top, I think. Firefighters, yeah. This is at nighttime, so the video's not real good, but it looks it shows somebody climbing over a balcony and grabbing somebody about a floor or two before the roof.
Here's what he said just a short time later.
At that moment, I knew I had to save the day. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but